How to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas stations? Today it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
After the government shutdown slowdown in October, we did get cattle on feed numbers for October on the very last day of the month. Late, but at least we got the data there to try to keep some sort of a running commentary on a historical perspective of where we are on feed numbers. Now we're into November, ready for the November cattle on feed report out later on today, Friday afternoon. And Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today to talk about what he sees regarding cattle on feed numbers here for the November report.
Well, I think it's a little bit like recent months where the placement number is the real wild card as the market analysts kind of look ahead to this report. I think there'll be a wide range on the placement number. We had a very low placement number a year ago because of the drought situation and the seasonally early numbers of cattle that entered feed yards. We have placements in our estimate up about 3% from a year ago. That's a rather modest increase. But importantly, we also have marketings up fully 1% from last year. We did a great job of moving steers and heifers as prices were strengthening in the month of October. So we put those two together. We're going to be on the range of the on-feed inventory, probably the most important number, down about 7% from last year. The range will probably be down 6% to down 8% from last year. That's really a large year-to-year decline, and those numbers are going to be, you know, still reflective of tightening fed cattle supplies as we look ahead. So I think overall we shouldn't let the placement number, if it's above a year ago, shock us. We know we have a smaller calf crop, et cetera, but a lot of that is just the year-to-year comparison with the very low numbers last year. On balance, I would say this will be viewed as a report at down 7% on feed compared to a year ago that looks like the industry understands, and the market analysts are going to view that as largely a positive cattle on feed report.
Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center. John Harrington with DTM, meanwhile, has compiled the range of guesses from all the various folks that make guesses on cattle on feed numbers. He says the range of guesses is anywhere from 8% less than a year ago to 4.5% less than a year ago on the on feed numbers. Placement numbers all over the board, 1% less than a year ago to 18% more than a year ago. And marketings for October, the pre-report guesses overall, the range, 99.5% to 103%. Bottom line for John Harrington, he says at this point the report likely not to have too much of a market impact. However, the numbers fall. The pre-Thanksgiving trade seems to be more worried, he says, about beef demand than anything else. You've got the Beef Buzz, Ron.
If you farm or ranch, you'll want to take in the 20th annual Tulsa Farm Show. Whether you raise wheat, soybeans, milo, forage, or livestock, you'll see all the latest power equipment, hay equipment, plus cattle chute demos, and, of course, gentle horse training with Craig Cameron. You can also check out the exciting Livestock Handling Skills Competition for scholarship dollars. Visit our new website at TulsaFarmShow.com for details on how to win $1,000 in show bucks or a Hustler Sport mower. It's all free. Make plans to attend December 12th through the 14th. I guarantee you'll have a great time.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.